This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley dropping out of the presidential race. The formal announcement expected in a few minutes from her home state of South Carolina. The move follows Donald Trump's strong showing on Super Tuesday. Here's ABC News political director Rick Klein.
Red states and blue states, whether it was California or Massachusetts, Texas or Oklahoma, these were big Trump victories virtually everywhere. Now, there were places that he was a little bit weaker. Nikki Haley won the first state she did in this entire contest in Vermont, around the suburbs in places like Virginia and places like Colorado. Signs of weakness, signs of skepticism around Donald Trump. And yes, now the question becomes, what happens to all those Haley voters?
Voters are looking at what appears to be a rematch between Trump and Biden in November. Nikki Haley had said all along she thought she was the only Republican who could have beaten Biden. She also says Donald Trump will have to earn the support of her supporters. She won't be endorsing him today. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin for the second time this year today. She's talking about jobs and the economy with Labor Secretary Julie Sue in Madison. The presidential campaigns are shifting their focus to battleground states after Super Tuesday. Opportunities for good-paying jobs exist in rural areas despite misconceptions. Georgetown University's Martin Vanderwerf says some industries are better suited for growth in the country.
If you're going to build a solar array or a wind farm, you got to do it in a rural area. And when that happens, what kinds of jobs are needed to support it? And all that sort of thing could really help rural areas.
A Georgetown study finds rural Americans had a 50% chance at a good-paying job compared to 54% in urban areas. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
News from the Center, WRCE. I'm Jimmy Cuska. After Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds made a disaster proclamation for the Lansing Bridge last week, two members of Congress are now lobbying for federal aid for repairs. Derek Van Orden and Iowa Representative Ashley Hinson have sent letters to federal officials asking for emergency funding to repair the 93-year-old bridge. It was closed late last month after construction on its replacement bridge caused two piers to shift. Iowa DOT officials say repair work could take up to 2 months. The detours are to drive north to La Crosse or south to Prairie du Chien. Burn bans were lifted in many southwestern Wisconsin counties yesterday following a rainy Monday. The National Weather Service estimated up to a half inch of rain fell in most places, enough to lower fire dangers from near critical levels. Today, the DNR says fire danger is moderate, with dry conditions expected until Friday. The long-term forecast calls for continued mild weather. Already this year, Wisconsin has had 143 wildfires. That's well north of the 10-year average of 4 this time of year. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
A slugfest between the Brewers and Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A combined 29 hits between the two teams, but the Giants came out on top 13-8 over the Brewers. Rhys Hoskins, who turns 31 later this month, got his first home run as a Brewer.
I'm just excited to be a part of it and excited to see what I can do to help these guys to bring another division championship back to Milwaukee.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have slipped dramatically, losing 7 out of their last 9 games, but a report by CBS Sports says they still expect Wisconsin to make the final cut for the NCAA tournament. Marquette hosts number 2 ranked UConn, but without Tyler Kolek, dealing with an oblique muscle injury.
Obviously an opportunity to play a great team. Can't say enough about Tyler Kolek. It's obviously unfortunate that Tyler won't be able to play, but the good news is we feel very confident that he will be able to play at some point very soon.
That's Marquette head basketball coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny this morning. We will see a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon, but still a nice day with a high right around 50 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, we'll see a little sun, but overall mostly cloudy, 51, with rain likely tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome UWGB's Jay Finnerty and Anya Esther. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabo from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. And you know, I'm joined by my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? We're all happy, I guess, post-Super Tuesday.
So let me say this, Dr. Craig. So Calvin plays, I've heard it through the grapevine every time we begin our show. And so we're gonna make sure every time Dr. Craig and Citizen Action comes on, Calvin, can you make sure that we'll play I Heard It Through the Grapevine? And when you hear that, you know Dr. Craig and Citizen Action are gonna be on board.
I love it.
All right. Dr. Craig, Nikki Haley, it's unconscionable that the nail is finally going to be in the coffin of Nikki Haley. Your thoughts?
Now, you may be more up on the news than I am because I heard all the early reports. I know she's getting out. I hear that she did not actually endorse Donald Trump yet.
That's correct. She's not going to endorse him.
Okay. So that
but that doesn't matter whether they endorse them or not. I mean, if you were Nikki Haley and the guy you were running against referred to you as bird brain, I mean, would you be in a hurry to embrace him?
Well, one has to assume one likes the party you're in and likes its voters, which is hard for me to get my mind around. So let's say there was a Democratic leader like Donald Trump. And I somehow agreed with a lot of what the government policies would be of Donald Trump, but don't like the style and the abuse and the bullying and won't go all the way to insurrection, just will quietly and politely damage any basis for full-scale multiracial democracy. So if I can put my have enough empathy to put myself in Nikki's shoes, I guess maybe if I thought this was best for the country, but it just seems to me that more than likely she's an aspiring Republican politician with a lot of ambition, and she doesn't want to cancel herself out of the whole party. So she's trying to have it both ways. It's why it took her so long to attack Trump at all. But she did do a service, probably unintentionally, in that she's identified a block of Republican voters who really don't want to vote for Trump. So are at least in play, and at least she didn't enable them, give them an on-ramp to supporting Trump because she hasn't endorsed him. And you said earlier, is she never endorsing him or she just hasn't yet?
Well, she hasn't yet. I'm assuming. So, Dr. Craig, you've always got a philosophical way of looking at these things, and they're clearly the right way to look at them. But, to be honest with you, I knew about Nikki Haley before she decided to run. I knew her politics. I knew how, all in on conservatism she has been, and the fact that a lot of things that weren't right that were happening with conservatism, she supported, right? And so it's hard for me to feel empathy for Nikki Haley. Even, when she began to run, she had an opportunity to, show some compassion and humanity, and she didn't show it.
She showed a different political position. Like, she was going to be nuanced on abortion, but she was still going to take away women's fundamental rights. She was more nuanced on the border, though not so much. Just not as crass as Donald Trump. I guess the only real difference was in conventional foreign policy. She wants to support Ukraine against Putin, so she's not a Putin bro like Trump is and the MAGA wing has become. Remember when, Tuck, you follow these talk show hosts, Tucker Carlson debased himself, which is hard to imagine he could possibly do that, by going to and Russia. Groveling to Putin. Yeah. Orban was bad enough from Hungary. And so, no, she is not a good actor. She's willing to destroy American democracy politely. She's willing to damage most Americans politely. Versus the rabid screaming demagogic racist. I mean, that's the distinction we're talking about. And it's hard to know which one is worse, actually, because the polite ones give a dignified sheen to injustice and evil, and the other evil is just straight out worn on the sleeve.
You know, Dr. Craig, you've been around this political game for a long time, and Super Tuesdays, I remember, I would get all excited. I would stay up late at night on Super Tuesdays because Super Tuesdays meant something. It was a culmination of long campaigns that people had, and sometimes there are 8, 7, 9 different people who were running. You didn't know who was going to win the nomination. And so you stayed up and you watched, Super Tuesdays with bated breath to see who was going to wind up winning the nomination. Well, after what happened last night, Dr. Craig, there wasn't a whole lot of surprises on Super Tuesday.
Well, the heart of the tradition of this country is competitive elections, and we've allowed gerrymandering to make it so there are virtually no congressional seats, just a handful that determine control. Whereas in the 19th century, whole Congresses would change over. That was the design. That's what the people who wrote the Constitution expected of the House of Representatives. And with the president, it wasn't supposed to be that of a small percentage of the country that votes early in the primary process gets to decide, but that's what's become. And even Super Tuesday, by putting that many states in one place, you have to be a huge money candidate. And so there's a wealth primary. And so Super Tuesday is not exactly a highly Democratic thing too, but at least we had competition up to that stage
right.
until now. And then this media kind of coverage, horse race coverage, is so ridiculous. Can we stop yelping about the latest poll they paid $100,000 for that shows 70% of Americans don't want Trump or Biden? Because it's clearly not true, because where's the vote for anyone other than Trump or Biden? I mean, what are we talking about?
You know, Dr. Craig, you put things so succinctly, man. Donald Trump. So right now, I don't care, most polls you're looking at, it says Donald Trump is five percentage points up on Biden. I don't know, the Republican, Democratic polls. And
well, and that's the other thing with polling again, Earl, because they were totally wrong in 2016. They were totally wrong in 2018. And a poll of the national population is irrelevant because that isn't, we don't have a popular vote. And so all that matters is a polling of 6 to 7 battleground states, period. And they're inaccurate. They're yelling around. This is like junk food political coverage, okay? I heard someone say that recently, and I think it's right. I give the attribution if I caught who said it. But 5% is the margin of error in the poll that's being touted, New York Times poll. What does that mean statistically? It means there is no difference. It's a tie.
Right.
So any reporter and any news outlet, including MSNBC, they're reporting Trump 5 points ahead. That's not what the poll shows. The poll shows no statistically significant difference, i.e. a tie. 5% is the error rate.
You know, Dr. Craig, I constantly am hearing from what they're saying, but what I myself am hearing and reading and seeing is even though Donald Trump, you know, won all these states, if you look at the percentage of Republicans who voted in it and who voted for him, it's minuscule. It's not like he got 70%, which he should have gotten, or 80% of the Republicans in those Republican states, Dr. Craig, to come out and vote for him. No, he got 35-40% of the Republicans who are registered to vote. So what are we talking about, Dr. Craig?
We're not talking about much, but that's our broken, undemocratic presidential selection process. We've only learned, really, I can think of 3 things in the primary. We've learned that enough people in key states are upset with the Gaza policy, right, the Israeli-Gaza policy, the 140,000 non-committed votes in Michigan, that's a clear warning sign that could cost Biden the election if it's close. And you already see Kamala Harris speaking for the administration and shifting positions, but they need to get a different policy and separate themselves from Netanyahu. We've learned that Trump has the loyalty of most Republicans, period, based on the early samples. And you're right, it's not all of them, but it's reflected by other evidence, which is scary. We've also learned that there's enough of them, 20 to 30% that don't want to vote for him, that's a huge existential threat to his candidacy in a general election. And the man doesn't run a general election campaign. He only runs to his base. So there's serious questions concerning both Trump and Biden in this in the general election. That's all we can really say.
844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. That means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And let's get back to Marvin Gaye. We'll be right back.
From the center, WRCE.
White or wheat, classic or old fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Baked right here in the Midwest, the Bakers and Village Hearth made your choice easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on the package, you know you're selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Good morning. Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations. And I hope everybody wakes up, gets money out of politics, and restores government back to we the people. Dr. Craig, I have a comment and a question. My comment is, I don't know what it is, but out here in California, a lot of people are talking, and a lot of people, just multitudes and multitudes of people are talking. And I have to say, it's unbelievable how many people are saying this, but they keep saying Dementia Don, Dementia Don. A lot of people, I don't know, everyone seems to be talking about that. So that's my comment. Like I said, tons of people, just like, you know, Donald Trump says. But what I wanted to say is, why is it that our media, before elections are even done, can call elections? And why does it always seem when it's a Democrat, they say too close to call, and it goes on for all night long? But for a Republican, it's always like right away. Honestly, I don't think anybody should be reporting any of that stuff until everybody in the country has voted, versus just putting up the thing that says, oh, this person won the election. It's like, it just really bothers me. And I think it really is voter suppression in some ways, because it's already telling people who it is that's winning before the polls even close.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Yeah, on the Dementia Don, which is interesting, good tidbit from California. I just don't like the whole aging debate that's taking on, because there are some people in their 80s who are more competent than people in their 20s, like Anthony Fauci.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders is still absolutely sharp. So I hate that. The media keeps claiming, well, the public is concerned about it. They're concerned about it because you talk about it, because it's a right-wing conspiracy to make it an issue, and Fox News to mislead people. It doesn't mean that Biden's unable to process information. In fact, the man stuttered as a youth. So some of this is stuttering, which has nothing to do with mental capacity in processing. And that was the problem with the Fetterman analysis, too, when he had the stroke. It had nothing to do with his brain. It had to do with his ability to communicate. And then with Trump, I don't know if this is to the term Tom told us about it, whether it's dementia or whether it is that Trump has never been competent to hold office. And what's scary is large percentages of the public, when asked on a phone call, and the ones that will answer the phone, think that he's more competent to handle things than Joe Biden, which is very scary about them as far as their information basis, because you listen to the man and you can tell he knows nothing about government, nothing about the job he is running for. I agree with you on, Tom, totally on the media, kind of profit, because they want clicks, demand to be able to call races. We had straight out banned them calling races until everyone's voted. I think Tom makes a common sense suggestion. If we would put democracy over the profit of big media companies, but we don't do that, or any other big companies, name your fossil fuels, health insurance, you name it.
All right, Dr. Craig, let's bring on CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl, Dr. Sandy. Thank you
Dr. Craig.
Yes, okay, thank go you, ahead. Dr. Craig and Earl. Thank you. Well, my question is, this wouldn't be an issue if the current president wasn't a total disaster. We are safer and more prosperous with a Republican in office. And Donald Trump's numbers and his history proves that. And if Joe Biden was so great, his approval ratings would be higher than 29, record low 29%. So let's look at the current president, I think, Dr. Craig. And I would appreciate, some current analysis on our current president instead of your infatuation and your station's infatuation with Donald Trump. Because right now our country, our world is on fire. And it's because of this president, Joe Biden.
All right, CJ, thank you very much for the call. But the last time I checked, Dr. Craig, Donald Trump is running for president of the United States. And so to say we should talk solely about Joe Biden and not Donald Trump is ridiculous. Go ahead, Dr. Craig.
And I'll do this as long as you want, Earl. I'm a fair-minded critique of Biden. CJ will not give one of Trump. I will just point out by the economic numbers, Biden has had much more successful presidency than Trump. The only people who think otherwise are the people reading talking points put together by disingenuous people who are propagandists, okay? So we can just stop right there. So let me go to Biden. Biden has had, in some ways, the most successful domestic presidency in 50 years, but there have been limitations. He was much more successful in the first 2 years when he had that slim majority. But as we point out, a lot of things he wanted to do weren't done because of two then Democratic senators, not real Democrats, Manchin and Sinema. And so people don't realize that he had a permanent child tax credit that reduced poverty by 45%, but it wasn't continued because of Manchin and Sinema. That his investments in climate change and job growth were three times as big as Manchin allowed. He would have paid family sick leave for everyone, but the only country was 0 weeks. But he did a lot. It's the biggest climate investment and jobs investment, when you include the CHIPS Act and the infrastructure law, in American history. There aren't many presidents that can stand up to that success. But his foreign policy, particularly in Israel, has been a disaster because he hasn't changed quick enough like he has on his domestic policies and on climate change. Healthcare, I should point out, too. He actually capped the price of many prescription drugs against Big Pharma. No one's beaten Big Pharma in decades and decades. And then on immigration, it's mixed. I think he's wrong in that he's pursued a policy of strength at the border, more too traditional, but he's been totally hamstrung because Republicans have prevented any change in the system for 20 years because of their political advantage in fomenting a crisis. So his tools have been limited, and what the right is saying and what Trump is saying is a lie. PolitiFact says it doesn't comport with reality. Why can't we say it's a lie that there's an open border or that the crisis is caused by President Biden? By the way, the climate crisis is part of the thing fomenting mass migration, and the Republicans don't want to address it because, in fact, they might like to have even more because it helps them politically, they think. And then our foreign policy and our international economic policies have undermined the countries and made them unlivable. And therefore driven people in desperation to try to come here and their fellow human beings. I just say on Trump, the lies about who immigrants are, that they increase crime, that they're more criminal than average Americans, they're less according to the data. We'll never hear that from CJ because it'll never be in his talking.
Dr. Craig, 844-967-2789. Hang on the phone lines. Up next, news, weather, and sports. Well said, Dr. Craig.
You're never gonna make me cry. Mr. Big Stuff, tell
Todd Albo. Wednesday noon till 2, we will review Super Tuesday results with Trigby Olson and Pat Kreitlow, plus your calls on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The combined reward in the case of Elijah Vu is now up to $25,000. Manitowoc County Crime Stoppers is offering as much as $10,000, while the FBI is offering $15,000. The 3-year-old from Two Rivers has been missing for 2 weeks. His mother and her boyfriend are charged with child neglect. Nursing instructors are pushing back against efforts to set up a for-profit nursing school in Wisconsin. The Arizona College of Nursing is being sued in other states for alleged predatory practices. Barbara Nichols is with the Wisconsin Center for Nursing. She says students should seek out established, accredited schools.
Those schools that provide theory in terms of online, and then make sure they have good clinical placements.
Wisconsin is dealing with a shortage of registered nurses. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
News from the Center, WRCE. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The second of two men convicted of killing a family member near Dodgeville in July of 2021 was sentenced to life in prison in Iowa County Circuit Court yesterday. Philip Schmidt-Way will be eligible for supervised release in 20 years. He is convicted of helping his father, Eric Way, in killing Diana Way, Philip's grandmother, after a dispute over the sale of their family farm. Eric was sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole last month. After Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds made a disaster proclamation for the Lansing Bridge last week, two members of Congress are now lobbying for federal aid for repairs. Derek Van Orden and Iowa Representative Ashley Hinson have sent letters to federal officials asking for emergency funding to repair the 93-year-old bridge. It was closed late last month after construction on its replacement bridge caused two piers to shift. Iowa DOT officials say repair work could take up to 2 months. The detours are to drive north to La Crosse or south to Prairie du Chien. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. So, you want to be famous? Talk to Kate Winslet first. The actress says she disliked being famous so much after Titanic in 1997 that she opted for smaller projects. The 48-year-old Oscar winner told People magazine the press was everywhere to the point where she wasn't enjoying life. On the bright side, we got to watch Winslet in Mayor of Easttown. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Gwyneth Paltrow wants you to know that she has black women friends. People magazine reports Paltrow was recently interviewed by Dr. Ella Bell and said that white women, who she apparently represents universally, have a lot to learn from black women. Using the phrase, my black women friends, a suspicious amount of times, the Shakespeare in Love actress says her black women friends are better at lifting each other up than her white women friends, adding that they would be more likely to cheer her up. Gwyneth Paltrow needs cheering up? I'm sure black women everywhere are lining up to cheer up old Gwynny. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning. We will see a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon, but still a nice day with a high right around 50 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, we'll see a little sun, but overall, mostly cloudy, 51, with rain likely tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
someone like you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let me go to text quickly before we go back to the phone lines. People like CJ may feel their world is on fire, but for the rest of the adults in the room, we can see things are and continue, we are getting better every day. A second Trump term would be more of the disaster of the first go-round. That's John. And so let me go back to the phone lines. Let's go to David again from Mequon. David, you say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Craig. You know, it's just talked, I don't know if Dr. Craig saw this the other day or not, but the Center for Immigration Studies found that Biden's CBP approved the latest secretive flights that transported hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants from foreign countries into at least 43 different American airports from January through December of 2023. They were not even vetted, and the total number was like 320,000 individuals. And so the point is, he's been doing things, you know, he was not supposed to cancel additional student loans, but he has made a point of doing that without actually fixing the problem. And that falls on the burden of the American taxpayer. And I think that's a way to buy votes. And when I say that is, of course, anybody that can vote for themselves money to have debt erased and what have you, of course they're going to vote for him. But I don't, that's not the way to do it. He's explicitly told not to do that.
Okay, David. Did it anyway. Thank you. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to that?
And I haven't dug into the statistic he provided. I just quickly web searched it, and there's a PolitiFact saying it's not true, but I've not read it fully other than the summary. But let me just say, there are all sorts of problems with Biden's border policy because he has very little authority because Congress won't reform immigration. We don't have enough judges. We don't have enough Border Patrol folks. We're lying about how the fentanyl gets in, the right is, and Trump is. It comes through the illegal ports like San Diego in the back of cars, not on desperate immigrants. Most of those flights, according to PolitiFact I'm looking at, have to do with unaccompanied minors, okay? And I don't know, do we want to throw unaccompanied minors to the Mexican gangs and let them and leave them to whatever happens to them? What kind of humanity is that? But I'm not saying that, I don't think that Biden wants to run the perfect immigration policy, wants to run something, he does want to run things, unlike Donald Trump, and just not politically capitalize. But this is the Republican Party's current emphasis on breaking things to politically advantage yourself and not giving a darn what the consequences are and lying and dehumanizing people in order to increase its political potency just so they can win elections and hold power. That's kind of the ethical definition of authoritarianism and anti-democratic behavior. And it includes a lot of Republicans who don't publicly support the insurrection Trump tried to do in 2020.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and Mike from Kenosha.
Good morning, gentlemen. I appreciate you taking my call. Love your show, Earl. Thanks again for taking my call. You know, I'm listening to conservative callers call in, really saying the same thing each time and every time. And I'm referencing right. CJ. And by the way, I welcome it. I think America needs to, look like its citizens in its variety. Yeah. But the problem I've got, with listening to CJ, it's the same old talking points you hear regurgitated over and over. And it just seems to me that, you know, we the peeps need to do our due diligence and seek out the truth, not just parrot what others are saying and mirroring. It just doesn't make any sense other than the fact that they can't, it seems,
and I'm being honest here, I'm not trying to poke at anybody, but it seems that they just have the inability to think logically and think for themselves. You know, all these 30,000 plus lies, the big lie of the stolen election, despite Supreme Court rulings, despite 60 plus rulings, they still, three-fourths of the conservatives still are convinced the election has been stolen. And so what do you think is going to happen November 7th or whatever, the day after the election this year? It's going to be the same exact rerun over and over again. He's going to claim foul whether he wins or not. If you remember back in 2016, the first thing he said was when Trump got to the stage, is there was a fraud. So he said it in 16. He said it, obviously, in the big lie. And it's still going on today. And quite frankly, CJ and others, you got to do your own work. You got to keep an open mind as if you were a juror and seek this information today, because the media has devolved into influencers, not journalists.
Hey, Mike.
So thanks for taking my call.
But always great information, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Mike makes great points. And look, I hold in the highest disesteem the people who make up these lies, right? And I used to teach college-level public persuasion. People need to take more seriously how you can judge whether someone who is telling you something is a credible messenger, even if you don't have time to research every fact and there are all these conflicting claims with things that sound like studies with official, like we heard from the immigration caller. I don't know what that source was. It sounds objective, but it could be just a right-wing front group, right? I don't know,
right.
I'm just saying. And so one thing to do is, does the people you're listening to online, on TV, on radio, do they seem to have a balanced perspective? Do they ever seem to critique their side? I mean, I critique Governor Evers. I've critiqued Joe Biden on this show and given a pro and a con to everyone and provided my reasons. In other words, I haven't misled you. I've given you
right.
the premises and the evidence upon which I'm claiming this. So that is something you should expect in any messenger on your side or my side. And since I'm trained in this, people on our side who don't do this, I don't consider them valid messengers. I mean, I would tend to think that the fossil fuel industry, big utilities like We Energies, are preventing us from responding to global warming and moving to renewable energy. But any particular claim ought to be scrutinized and isn't necessarily true because it fits with the pattern that we know about already. Even if you think that pattern is accurate, we now have, it's very undemocratic, a Republican Party that is based on completely on inaccurate facts and patterns over a period of years and just make it up as they go along based on what their research shows will help them politically the most.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines and Susan from Kenosha. Susan, yes, go ahead.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Thank you, Dr. Craig. You have stated everything that I feel. I am so angry when I hear these people spewing this propaganda, and it's not true. And they continue to believe in something. If you take this information that you hear, and you go and you research it, you will find that a lot of the things that the Republicans have said are erroneous. They are so lost in, there's no fact or basis to what they're talking about. And this is what really, like, makes me mad, because no one is taking the time to research this material at all. And I think that it's about time they grow up and go out and get themselves a book and start reading.
Susan, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, your thoughts.
A great topic as always, Earl. What the far right has to realize, they've been talked into a bad economy. They've been talked into the chaos of the border. Both things are interesting discussions and are valid discussions, both sides. But when you realize how all this has been massaged to create a crisis, and not a problem. Big difference. We solve problems in our government. To prove the fact they have no interest in solving it, challenge these far right wing talkers and that, and I don't mean you personally, Earl, but talk shows like that, challenge them to debates. Make the public know they're terrified of debating. Dan O'Donnell will not let me on his show. And why do you think? I don't swear at people. I don't curse him. I don't holler.
Well,
he doesn't want me on
the air. Bill, he doesn't want any opposing view on the air. That's what they do. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. That's what they do. They don't want the opposing views, and so they block that. You know, here at Civic Media, we accept the opposing views, and so you can have a debate with somebody, but if the person is not willing to hear anything that you're saying and not base anything that they're saying on fact, it's a futile discussion. Dr. Craig?
Yeah, and we're not just observing this. This is actually a pattern through history. There was an academic discipline called propaganda studies that grew up after World War I when the first propaganda was developed by major governments, including our own. And all the techniques we're seeing here come straight out of what propaganda studies observed in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And looking at the fascist movements, it is kind of like all the fake supplements that are going to solve every health problem that people sell you. Their techniques are exactly the same as the snake oil salesman in the 19th century. There's a pattern, there's a script, they're following it. And the question is, it gets back to the P.T. Barnum question. He said, a sucker is born every day. The question is whether you want to be one of those suckers or not.
you know, Dr. Craig, you certainly, you know, put things into proper perspective. And, you know, it's the conversation. Let me do this. You know, Dr. Craig, we're going to talk about 40 years of citizen action. I want people to know what citizen action is. And so as you celebrate 40 years of citizen action, on the other side, I'm excited about it, and we want to make sure people know what you've accomplished and what the future holds for citizen action. 844-967-2789. My special friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Listen to the Earl Ingram Show Thursday at 9 a.m. for the Pharmacy Hour with Dr. Omar Eliwa. I'm Earl Ingram.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to scent season,
to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Groovy. Oh, yeah. Baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Feeling like the way it grooves. Hey, feeling like the way it grooves.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. It's Wednesday. It means Wednesdays with my special guest, Dr. Robert Craig. Dr. Craig, 40 years of citizen action. Let's take a little walk down memory lane about what citizen action is and celebrating 40 years and what that means.
Yeah, it actually started operations in early 1984, so 40 years ago. I've only had the honor of being director since 2009, so three-quarters of our history is before I was running this organization. But it's amazing the continuities. It was a radical concept at the time, Earl, and you know because you're the narrator of the video that we're presenting at events and that we'll eventually have on our website. And so it was radical at the time to unite all of the community groups that worked on housing, that worked on civil rights and women's rights and senior issues with organized labor. And this was driven, the creation of this organization, by the huge manufacturing unions in Wisconsin that used to create massive opportunity. And they understood with the rise of conservatism and Reaganism that not only were there already in process mass layoffs, right, and jobs being outsourced overseas or to the non-union South in the United States, but that their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren will have less opportunity. And so the inequality we see in Milwaukee and across the state, the lack of good jobs in a place like Wausau that was a manufacturing hub, we were trying to stop that the whole time. We had successes, but it did continue, and the wealthiest and big corporations did take, over the last 50 years, most of the economic growth benefits of that whole period. But we were radical also because we were multi-issue, because we engaged in election work. Organizing groups didn't used to do that. We were statewide, and we built a huge statewide membership. These were all radical things at the time, but it was in terms of a radical threat. And things have changed a lot, but there's still a radical threat out there. We talk about it every time we talk about the possibility of Trump getting the presidency again, ending his own accountability for the crimes he's committed and ending American democracy as we know it. And so it's a similar fight. We go through, the issues have evolved over time. We've had some huge breakthroughs and a lot of very well-known people involved. Tammy Baldwin is interviewed in the documentary. It had a huge influence on her career. I just interviewed Mark Pocan yesterday to fit him in, for example, Mandela Barnes. We have a whole lot of young elected leaders now that are on our boards and are part of our leadership. And a lot of average folks who've been influenced. So it's really about the fight for democracy. I'll just close on this, Earl, because we're not the only group involved in the fight for democracy. It's about trying to make a country where the interests of the people and average people working together, coming together to have influence, that determines public policy, not the billionaires, not the pharmaceutical companies or the hospital monopolies or the fossil fuel and utility companies, but average people. And the only way to do that is people get involved and work together and organize and then talk to a whole lot of other people. And that's been this has been a people-centered organization for 40 years, though the threats have evolved and the issues we work on have evolved over the years. The times have changed.
You know, Dr. Craig, to put this kind of energy and effort into this for 40 years, and certainly it's not like you have unlimited resources. And so it's all basically volunteer. And yet you're able to get things accomplished. It is a testament. And I guess, as you stated, the template of it, is and has been going on and will continue to go on.
It'll evolve as people leading it and the times evolve. We understand who we are and what we need to do now by thinking about our roots, our past, right? By our roots, we know ourselves and we know each other. And what we're trying to do is inspire people to do what we need, not only to save multiracial democracy, which is only as old as 1964, and it's greatly threatened. We had a brief expansion of multiracial democracy during radical Reconstruction, but that was taken away after the Civil War, and it's very fragile. And so what we need to do now is we need a whole lot more people to get off the sidelines, stop being spectators, stop being worried or saying something in social media, but actually getting involved and talking to people and talking about issues that matter to them, like healthcare, like the climate crisis, like racial and economic inequality. And that's what we do. That's what people need to vote on, issues that affect them, not on the latest propaganda that's been spewed forth about what immigrants are supposedly doing to you, which are, of course, all big lies, such as we talked earlier. That why are they saying that there's this crime wave? Why is Trump caused by immigrants? Why is Trump saying that? Because it scares people into voting for him.
You know, Dr. Craig, when I keep hearing the number one issue in the nation is immigration. And I'm like, oh, really? If you say it enough, I guess people do believe it. Is it an issue? Yes, it's an issue, Dr. Craig. But if it was the number one issue in the nation, then why was it when there was an opportunity to create legislation by both Democrats and Republicans, it was denied?
Well, that's right, because President Biden, I think it was a mistake, was going to sign a right-wing immigration bill, and Donald Trump didn't want to give credit for that, and he gave the kill order because he proved the case that they just want the crisis. So if there's a crisis, it's because they're fomenting it, and they're lying about what its impact is on your lives. It's not why you can't afford healthcare coverage and healthcare costs when you need care. It's not why your job pays too little, why you have no paid leave, why your retirement and savings are too small. It's not why they're telling you that so they continue to do those other things to you. That's who they really represent, not you.
Dr. Craig, as always, man, just always great to have you on. And like I said, man, I don't know what happens to the time. It flies with you.
Thank you very much, Earl, and thanks for bringing up the 40th anniversary.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for helping us with it.
I will see you on next Wednesday. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. Thank you to the listening audience. Could not do it without you. Up next, Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Matinere on Air. See you later.
From the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wander, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston, and now it's a two-person race.
I am filled